Jim Jordan, Deeply Troubling That FBI Spied on Trump Campaign. By Sean Moran on December 9, 2019. House Judiciary Committee Ranking Member Jim Jordan, R.O., said Monday that James Comey's FBI spied on the Donald Trump campaign in 2016. The Department of Justice, DOJ, Inspector General, IG, released his report, which found that the FBI had an authorized purpose to investigate the 2016 Trump campaign. However, the agency committed a series of wrongdoings in the process. The IG report found that the FBI made significant inaccuracies and omissions in the agency's applications to surveil former Trump campaign advisor Carter Page, stating agents failed to meet the basic obligation to make sure their applications were accurate. The report found, "We do not speculate whether the correction of any particular misstatement or omissions, or some combination thereof, would have resulted in a different outcome. Nevertheless, the department's decision-makers and the court should have been given complete and accurate information so that they could meaningfully evaluate probable cause before authorizing the surveillance of a U.S. person associated with a presidential campaign." House Judiciary Committee Ranking Member Jordan said that this report revealed that the FBI spied on more people than previously known as part of its investigation into the Trump campaign. Jordan said in a statement Monday, "We thought they spied on two Americans, we now know it was four." The Inspector General's report confirms what many of us feared. James Comey's FBI ignored guidelines and rules in spying on President Trump's campaign in 2016. We now know that within 1 week of the investigation opening, the FBI was surveilling the campaign and four specific individuals associated with it. The U.S. government's powerful tools designed and authorized for international intelligence gathering were deployed to monitor the activities of a presidential campaign, Jordan added. This is a grave matter that should deeply trouble Americans of all political stripes. There are many lingering questions, and I expect both Chairman Nadler and Chairwoman Maloney to convene hearings with Inspector General Horowitz as soon as possible. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.